This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm only going to be doing 1 hour of a show today. It'll be a repeat of the same hour. And the reason is I've been under the weather. Haven't had my voice, as you can tell. But I wanted to get back with everybody over this election. And I already made a video on Kev Talks about this. And essentially what I told everybody is something very simple. Donald Trump won the election. There's no question about that. What you're watching happen before your very eyes is an attempted theft of a duly elected election, if you will, the theft of an election of a duly elected president. Now, they tried it once before and failed, and this time they strategized. They said, we will have the ballots ready to go, and whatever we need in whatever battleground state, we'll have it ready to go. Now, if you believe that Donald Trump will let this go, that he'll roll over, then case closed. Maybe Trump will say, you know what, I did 4 years. And I'm going to get into all this because there's some aspects of this that I want everybody to think about as you're going, it's over, because people were texting me, oh my gosh. And I was sicker than a dog, and I'll get into that a little bit. Still am sick, by the way. But people were texting me, Kev, what do you think? I think exactly what I said. Donald Trump had no problem beating demented, crooked Joe Biden and the crooked machine that runs with him. It is an impossibility for him to lose. And the only way that he loses is if he gets pencil whipped. And if he's smart, he will be prepared for that. And he will say, we are contesting every race, every battleground state, every ballot that is found. We are going to make sure somebody validates that individual. And if he's smart, that's what he'll do. Because this is a coup. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. So the first thing I want you to understand is that you as an individual, you, the American who watched this country go down the drain, decided, and you may even have voted for Barack Obama before, but you watched this country go down the drain and you said, you know what, enough is enough. And you voted for Donald Trump the first time. Maybe reluctantly, maybe you didn't, but you voted for him this time, and you saw those rallies, and you learned to ignore the polls, and the polls, of course, were completely wrong again. There is nothing that backs up Biden being anywhere in this race. Nothing. If the Democrats, it's amazing to me how these people will write to me and want to gloat. I go, man, it's amazing how you people can gloat when you know you're nothing but a bunch of scumbag liars. That's what you want to gloat about? Oh, well, my kid got into school because we paid for blankety blank or this or that. Nothing is earned by them. They don't want to earn anything. They want the easy way. That's why I tell people all the time, if you don't like the feeling of close elections or whatever, the feeling of losing like we felt in 2008 and 2012, if you don't like that feeling, you got to do something radical. You have to do something that changes the hearts and minds of people in such a way that they go, what just happened? That's how you do it. And we don't do that. We don't want to challenge. The closest person to challenging that has been Donald Trump. And he's done a miraculous job of doing it, but he can't do it by himself. People talk to me, well, the black vote or this part. Donald Trump won a tremendous amount of the black vote. Believe me. And the female vote, all the votes, the LGBT vote, he won a tremendous amount of every one of those votes. You can't find an enthusiastic Biden supporter if you put a gun to their heads. If they told you the truth, they would not tell you they vote for him enthusiastically. He's an old fart, well past his time, and never should have been allowed to run because he suffers from dementia. And that's who they want. So the first thing you got to do is you got to take heart in knowing you stood up, you did the ethical, moral thing. There was nothing that you did that was below the belt. You didn't cheat in any way. You just showed up and you voted. You didn't look for illegal votes. You just said, we're going to do it. Just like he showed up to rallies, just like he called talk shows, just like you write to editors, I've seen every methodology that you've used to showcase you're out there. And you won. And nobody can take that away from you. You didn't do anything wrong. And let's hope that Donald Trump decides he's going to fight on your behalf. Because he can see the numbers. He can see that suddenly we go to sleep, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you wake up and he's down. He was up by, you know, I think Philadelphia, they said 700,000 votes, and suddenly he's down. Wisconsin, he was up, then he's down. You know, come on. So they're gonna have the guts? I'm gonna answer for you. But the second part of what I want to talk about when we come back is the Democrats. The level of skullduggery is just, it's unbelievable. But they got to live with their choices. And if it turns out that Biden miraculously pulls this off, he's their clown to bear. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm just looking at my Twitter feed from the day after the election, and with stuff like Donald Trump up by 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania. They decided to stop counting votes. He's up 57% to 42%. Here's one from Sebastian Gorka. Ignore the experts, ignore the charts. There's only two questions. Are the real Donald Trump's lawyers better and tougher than theirs? Does the GOP have balls? Nothing else matters. Rob O'Donnell tweeted this. As a Pennsylvania resident, I demand a full forensic audit and after-action report of the Secretary of State in each county office that couldn't fulfill their electoral duty on Election Day. And it went on to talk about incompetence or whatever. Here's one. Mike Yoder. While we were asleep, Michigan just happened to find 138,339 ballots. All just happened to be votes for Biden. Here's John Cardillo. Blue states were immediately called. Red states were not. Counting was paused to find ballots. We all see what's going on here. Eliza Martinez said Trump is right. They stopped counting when the votes weren't going their way. He's already won this. Keep praying for God to intercede. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. I'm a bit under the weather. Let me go ahead and talk a little bit about that. So I had traveled through two or three places and got back. And I didn't feel good. I had like a flu bug. And for the first week, I fought this flu bug. And it was I'm not going to say it was mild, but it wasn't a tough flu. It was just a regular flu to me. And I'm not really worried about the flu. I beat it. I'm fit. So I had it. But after a week, I still had this lingering fever. And I was thinking, this is weird, you know, for the next three or four days, and the fever is what makes you feel bad. If you have a flu, it's that fever. So I said, okay, well, it's lingering, but it's not bugging me. So today, I'm going to break this fever. So I decided I'd break the fever. I'd get bowled up like a little burrito, and I start breaking the fever. And I'd get my fever broken, man, just in a puddle of sweat. I mean, I'm in sweat gear. I'm layered. I'm in a burrito blanket. I got a beanie on my head to keep, you know, stuff from escaping. And long story short, I break the fever. I get out of my clothes. I change it all. Excuse me. And I feel wonderful until later on in the evening. And it came back. And I'm thinking, this is weird. Because when I break a fever for the flu, because that feeling of, oh, finally. Because you don't get the chills anymore. Nothing. So everything's going good. Second day, wake up feeling horrible again. I went, oh, fever's back. Let's figure out what to do. So I broke this thing 4 days in a row. Always slight reprieve, feeling good, and then feeling bad. And I'm talking, and by the fourth day, Melissa says to me, we got to get you to the doctor. Because this is not normal. You normally break these fevers, it's done. And she gets to tell that my body wasn't feeling right. I mean, she knows me better than I do sometimes. So, long story short, I go to the doctor. I go to this one of these urgent care places. And they check my lungs and they say, well, looks like you've got a low-grade pneumonia in your right side of your lung. Okay, well, whatever. But they said, your oxygen sat is so low, we're a little concerned. Because your oxygen saturation should be in the 98-99 percentile, and I was at 91-92. So they said, we'd like to send you to emergency and have them take a look at you. I said, I'll go ahead and go. So we go over to emergency. I wait hours. And so they finally get me in. They do all the basics. But the doctor comes in, he says, hey, he goes, you sure you don't have COVID? And I said, I don't know why I would. I mean, I've traveled a lot, but I take the Schweppes and zinc and it felt like I'm just a regular flu. He goes, well, let's go ahead and test and everything and see what's going on. He goes, the thing that bothers me is you talking about not being able to break this fever. And he goes, I had COVID in May. This is a young guy. He goes, I had COVID in May. And he goes, that's what my issue was. And so at this point, I'm like, you know what? I don't really, if I got it, great. Just get me on the right meds because I know something's different here. So as they do the test and everything, and as it turns out, I get the Wu flu. So, which is the reason why the fever continued to come back. And he goes, you could have battled through it. But he goes, it would have just been a horrible experience. So he puts me on, I think it's called Zetaquinoquine or what, I don't know. It starts with an A. It's one of those. And it's immediate. immediately my body's like, whoop, okay, that was it. So here's my warning to you. Well, two things. Number one, masks don't help, because I wore a mask on every plane I flew on, to every location that I was forced to wear it. And somebody gave me the, I got it breathing through a stupid mask. So for those of you who believe that the mask is going to protect you, it's not. The second thing is, if you get any kind of a bug, you feel like you're sick, get the test. Because once they start giving you this azithromycin or whatever it's called, it immediately, the symptoms, they subside. As I said early on, this was not the worst flu bug I ever had. It was mild, had a little bit of a scratchy throat, you know, got the chills, knew something had hit me, and just went, okay, well, it is what it is. And within a week, I was better, which is typically what happens for the flu. And then after that, it's when it kicked into this other mode that's tough to beat. And I understand why people like Boris Johnson go, oh, whatever the procedure they put him on saved his life. I understand how they feel that way, because once you continually get your body up to a, you know, 102 temperature, and you break it, and then it goes back up and cycles back up to that, and then you break it, and you do that 3 or 4 times, and it's not working, your body starts to go, wait a minute. KJ, how long you think you want me to work at this, bro? Because I could feel my body going, hey, man, how many times we got to go through this? And I just kept saying, as much as necessary. But I do understand, because you start to get like, this is not right. But you get on the right meds and you're good to go. So cautionary tale, masks don't work.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki. Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorneys for the Trump campaign have received permission from an appellate court judge to observe the ballot counting process in Pennsylvania. The poll watchers are allowed to go within 6 feet of the ballots being counted. But Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of Florida, says,
"We cannot count the votes properly. What's happening is they have moved the barrier up to 6 feet, but they took away the ballot machines that were in the front row and moved them to the back of the building. Your legal votes must be tabulated, and they're not doing that."
A judge is ruling that the four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd will be tried together. Cameras will be allowed in the courtroom, and the trial is set to begin on March 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Colorado has passed Proposition 113, joining the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which is an agreement to give all of the state's electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. Colorado currently controls 9 electoral votes. The ballot measure passing with 52% of the vote, with 88% of the votes reported statewide. Critics of the proposition claim it will cause presidential candidates to only go where major sources of votes can be found, such as heavily populated cities in California and New York. Colorado's former House Speaker saying Colorado's votes should be decided by Coloradans. Members of the Pittsburgh Steelers are showing their appreciation to poll workers in Allegheny County. Some members of the team sent dinner to the Allegheny County poll workers Wednesday night. The county tweeting thank you to the organization and showing off their meal of chicken, rigatoni, vegetables, pies, rolls, and much more. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kaylee McEnany had tweeted, currently President Trump winning in Rust Belt states by enormous margins compared to 2016. And here she gave some numbers. Wisconsin, 2016, it was at 22,748. In 2020, he was at 104,963 with only 77% reporting. That's the difference. He was up 80,000 more in 2020 than in 2016. Michigan, he was leading 10,704. In 2020, it was at 289,703 with 61% reporting. Pennsylvania, 2016, 44,000 votes and change. 2020, 697,000 votes with 66% reporting. Blowing numbers out the margins. Dinesh D'Souza tweeted this. This is a crisis, a political crisis, potentially a constitutional crisis, undoubtedly a moral crisis. Not a time to panic. We need calm calculation and firm resolution to see our way through it. Steve Dace tweeted this. When you went to bed, Trump was ahead and the counting miraculously stopped. When you woke up, it resumed when Biden miraculously garnered Chavez-like totals in the dead of night. This is a coup. James Woods tweeted this. Since when do they just stop counting votes on Election Day in America? Let me give you this one, too. Giuliani tweeted, Trump now leads in Pennsylvania by 700,000 votes with 74% cast. It is a lie that it is too close to call. That is cheating. And I could go on. This is probably one of the most amazing, blatant, in-your-face attempts at a coup that I've ever seen. And you're saying the same thing. By the way, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're feeling the same thing. That these people, and I want to go into the Democrats, because here's what I want you to understand about the Democrats and what you can say to them to their faces, to their lying faces, is that they will do whatever it takes. They don't care about cheating. A win is a win for them. If they get something that you have, It's a win. If you wonder why black kids run into these stores and loot and just, you know, ascend on them like locusts, and people just go, it is what it is, it's because that's winning at all costs. How are you going to stop them when you're doing the same thing at a different level? Let them win. Let them go rip off some little bodega in their neighborhood. So what? They never have a grocery store there anymore. So what? Nobody wants to open a business anywhere near a black neighborhood. So what? It's an inconvenience to the very people Democrats say they want to help. You think it matters to them? It's unbelievable. This is a planned coup, and I gotta ask myself, if I was a Democrat, is this the way? Are you gonna raise your kids this way? The short answer for them is yes. We gotta ask ourselves this question though. How long do we tolerate this? How long do we put up with the nonsense of knowing what types of people these guys are? And we overlook it. Unbelievable. This country would never replace Donald Trump with a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden, a man who had 47 years to accomplish absolutely nothing. It would never happen in a million years. And I hope Trump fights this. I hope he pulls it out. I still believe he will. But let me tell you this. The idea that we could allow this to get to this level is what's most scary to me. Okay, here we go. Another tweet. These are old tweets. Up 4 points in Wisconsin, 85% of the vote in. Up 9 in Michigan with 62% in. Up 14 in Pennsylvania with 64% in. Up 6 in Georgia with 87% in. And Joe Biden insists he'll win. And he isn't saying he thinks he has a chance. He's saying he's going to win. I hope Trump and his team do exactly what Gorka said. And I hope they decide they're going to do something about this. The lady named Carrie said, the Democrats forget that if you're going to try to cheat a win, the results have to be accepted and believed. We all saw Trump's rally sizes. We all watched Biden barely campaign. I will never believe nor accept the Biden victory is legitimate. And neither will Trump. Now, I was up at 2 a.m. and I watched Trump give his speech. He says, look, we're winning. We're winning in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio. He goes, by big margins. So he's going, unless something weird happens. But see, I think Trump's ready. I think, let me read this one. This one was the one that says, 100% of nearly 140,000 consecutively counted ballots in Michigan went to Biden. You believe that? So here's one from Ryan Sevra, a TV guy. People who are complaining about what Trump just said are the same people ignoring that Pennsylvania AG suggested yesterday there was no legitimate way that Trump could win the state and directed voters to ask questions to call the Democratic Party for information. I just got to tell you how I look at this, and I want to talk you off the ledge because there's no reason for the Democrats to gloat. If they do get what they want, is it really what they want? Is it really what is best for the country? Is it what's best for them? The short answer is, of course not. They got exactly what they wanted under Barack Obama. And what did it get them? Nothing. Joe Biden doesn't make it 4 years. President Kamala Harris takes over. You really believe that person is going to be a world leader for us? The cackling skank who slept her way to the top is going to be the person representing us around the world as a world leader? Really, Democrats? You think she's prepared for the level of negotiation to be read in on the things that impact this country to the level that they do? Unbelievable. So, all I can tell you is, here's this. The real Donald Trump campaign has sent out a fundraising saying they will be taking the Biden team to court for trying to steal this election by counting ballots from after the election day. Good. I hope that's true. I hope that they just, that it just becomes a, well, there's a lot of things I hope that will happen. And I'm going to get into Trump's legacy here in the last part of the hour. But I hope that Donald Trump is the guy that we thought him to be, and that he, because the one thing that I said the whole time when everybody was talking to me about ballot harvesting and saying, Kevin, you know, there's all these, I agreed with it. I said the only way they win is if they pencil whip us, if the ballot harvesting works, the mail-in ballots, whatever else. But I'm going to defer on the system because I believe that there is an electronic record of everybody that's out there who voted and why. There's a person who put their card on. I watched how they did it when I went to vote. And I believe that Donald Trump will deploy somebody at every single one of those places and say, this ain't going to be over until it's over. Now, I know that's what I hope. I think that's what many of you hope. So we'll see what happens. But I got to tell you, it isn't surreal because it was predictable, but it's surreal in the sense that the Democrats consistently believe that cheating is the way to go. They have no problem doing it. And if you look at this from a practical point of view, there is no possibility of this man defeating Trump. And that is the thing that I think bugs me the most, is that these lefties just fly in the face of reason and they say, I don't care what you think. We understand. They know we know. They know we're onto them. And they still want to try this. So I'll give you an example. If indeed it's true that 140,000 votes were found and they were all for Biden, if Donald Trump allows that to happen and doesn't contest it, I mean, where are we as a republic? How can you recover from this? Anyway, we'll get back. We'll talk about his legacy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The cheat is in by the Democrats, but the president appears to be vowing to fight this attempted coup, because that's essentially what it was, another coup attempt. There is no way Joe Biden defeated President Trump. I told you guys with 100% authority that Donald Trump would defeat Joe Biden in a fair election. And I know it with 100% authority. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. I'm a bit under the weather. I feel great. My voice is still not quite back. That's why I had to do a bunch of best stuff. And I apologize for that, but There was nothing I could do. I was gravely ill for a while. It was insane. Got the right meds and everything's perfectly fine. And as I warn you guys, if you get a chance, get that stupid COVID test, because it's not like a regular flu. And once they give you the azithromycin or whatever it's called, it knocks it out like nothing. It's a mild version of the flu if you get the right meds. But if you don't get the right meds, your body will fight it like a flu, and it'll wear you down. And I had other minor complications, nothing to do with that, but just other issues that didn't help things. But the point is, get tested, and if you do have it, it's not, I mean, unless you're 80 plus years old or something, it's not going to knock you out. It'll knock you down for a little bit, but it won't knock you out. So I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump and what he's meant to the country. So we've got the best president in modern history, who there are people that want you to believe that this country will replace him with a brain-dead moron who's got 47 years of doing nothing except feathering the nest of his entire family because he's the big guy. And they also want you to believe that while Trump was winning in all these battleground states, when you went to sleep, the vote suddenly dropped in and it was all Biden. And the one that got me was 140,000 votes, I think, in Michigan. Just all for Biden. Not even smart enough to say, let's make it 60-40 or something like that. And the reason they couldn't do it is because Trump was winning in such overwhelming numbers all over the country. I read a lot of tweets from people that think like you and me. They get it. You get it. You know it in your heart. When I make the prediction that Donald Trump would easily defeat Biden, there isn't even a guess to that. Of course he'd easily defeat Biden. Biden's easy to defeat. He's a moron. But let's talk a little bit about what Trump has done. Because I told you guys before, I said, it doesn't matter. This is an important election, no question about it. They all are. But I could go back to 2008 and ask you, how important was that election for us when Barack Obama was going to get elected and we were concerned about the Supreme Court and judges and all this other stuff and his radical agenda and all that? How important was the election then? Pretty important election for most of us. We felt like the entirety of the nation held in the balance. Barack Obama was probably going to appoint Supreme Court justices. We didn't know how many at the time. We were concerned that this whole shift of radical Muslim and Islam into the nation and all that, and it all occurred. Everything we could think of. We got stupid Obamacare. We got radical Islamization of America. And I could give you 10 other things that you would go, whoa, we did, we got that. We got liberalism on steroids. We got Black Lives Matter. We got hands up, don't shoot. We had police that were being shot at. We had scandals on top of scandals. We had them defying, telling us they did not like us. They hated us. They hate everything we stand for. That's what we got with Barack Obama. And then he promised, if he couldn't get the budget cut by half, deficit by half, in his first 4 years, he shouldn't be reelected. He shouldn't have been reelected. We got him again. And in both election cycles, I can tell you, devastating. Devastating losses. And then he appoints Sotomayor and Kagan to the Supreme Court. And we were like, can't get any worse. Holy cow. So, what were you thinking then? So then 2016 occurs, and what happens? Barack Obama weaponizes the DOJ, tries to get Donald Trump out. But, well, they handpicked him to go against Hillary. they try to defeat him. They promise us he'll never be president, and he makes it. And what did Donald Trump do? First thing he did, he started bringing manufacturing back. Now, you watch Joe Biden, if he becomes president, which, you know, if this country is what I think it is, he won't. But watch somebody try to undo that. Joe Biden doesn't know how to create a manufacturing job. So, but let's watch what happens. What did Trump do? Brings back manufacturing. Renegotiates trade deals that are much more in line with American policy. Goes after NATO, says pay your bills. Goes after the G7 and other trade initiatives. And starts negotiating with different countries over trade deals that positively impact America and stop making us the whipping boy. And then negotiates world peace. Just to name a few things. This is a man who in his private life has accomplished tremendous amounts. Then, as president, he does something even more so. Now, what else did he do? Let's talk about the Trump legacy. The first part of the Trump legacy, the part that isn't going to get heralded as much as it should, is how you feel. It's how you now look at Republicans and look at politics. And you say, you know what? I don't need to be a Republican. I don't need to be an independent. I don't need to be anything. But I can tell you what I'm not. I'm not a Joe Biden person. I'm not a Pelosi, a Schumer, a Comey, an Obama, a crook, a lying skank. I'm none of those things. I will proudly stand as a proud Trump supporter. And I bet there are many of you now who say, we would meet. I'd be happy to wear the MAGA flag, MAGA hat, whatever. Huh. There's that legacy, but there's a bigger legacy. That's the legacy I told you guys earlier. I said, you know, we think about what presidents leave behind. But yeah, Trump moved Jerusalem's, you know, our embassy into Jerusalem. He, did amazing things in settling down Iran. Can you imagine how less safe the world would be under a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in dealing with Iran nuclear programs and dealing with China and dealing with Russia? At the very least, he set the stages for all this. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accords. They can put us back in, but you want to pay those taxes? Wait till you see what happens. Let the legacy of what the Democrats want for this country play itself out, even though it looks like Trump's going to fight. Good for him. But what about those judges? Barack Obama was the end of the world, man. We got him. He got in. Because we were like, he's going to put in new Supreme Court judges. Oh my gosh, how many will he get? They're old, yada, yada. And he got two. Almost got a third. Trump got three. The court is officially 6-3. The number of federal judges that are now impacting this country's decisions is a legacy that will live for decades. And you're already seeing the outcome of many of those decisions. So that threw enough of a monkey wrench into things to where Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, whoever's going to be president if Trump doesn't win, which I have to believe he will. I do. I believe it. But whatever it turns out to be, you can't disrupt that. You can't disrupt that feeling you have. You can't disrupt the idea that you know we fought a solidly good fight and we didn't cheat. We did it by the book and we won. And that's what you can hang your hat on.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.